What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 261 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaFlat. Joining me, as always, we have the Mecha Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano.
Video editing is hard.
We got the Ray Trace Durag, Madrid Devon.
Yeah, I should do audio.
Yeah,
so here's your audio.
And then we got the most dangerous squid in the sea, Jamie Roberts.
You know what? Getting isekai'd into a D&D game wouldn't actually be that bad.
We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about Grand Blue Fantasy versus Rising, as well as a bunch of other fighting games. And then that's going to just evolve into us talking about anime and manga. And then, you know, we'll talk a little bit about video games towards the end again. You know, three-act structure, hero's journey. All that. I'm going to start recording. And yeah. So, the only thing of note I think I played this week was, well, attempted to play, because I attempted to play last night and I was like, huh, that's weird that it's not working. But, was the Grand Blue Fantasy versus Rising the free version? Because they announced 2Bs coming to that.
Oh, there's a free version in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it'll be a rotation of characters. I don't know how it'll work with the DLC.
I don't think they're going to rotate the DLC characters in.
Can I buy probably not. Just the DLC character?
And yes. Sure. Yeah, the deal, like, 2Bs is going to be like $8.
Yeah. So I.
But I don't know if. I don't know if you could buy it into the trial version, though.
Right, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like...
That's interesting. I mean, if they have a free version of a game, you would think you should just be able to, like, buy what you want piecemeal out of it, right?
No.
Well, you can't buy any of the base roster piecemeal.
Right, and the base roster is already three seasons out of the original game.
Mm-hmm. So if you buy that game, you would in turn get those three seasons of characters from the previous version of said game.
So as far as I know, every single character that was in Grand Blue Fantasy Versus when it ended, like as of today, all of those characters are just in the base version of Rising. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And all the characters from here on are new and will not be coming to the old one, obviously.
So if you booted up the old game, it's just going to be the old game?
Yes. There is no upgrade path. There is no... It is gotcha. By this video game. It's $50.
That's because didn't they give it away at one point?
Probably. That sounds
right. Yeah, because I think... Yeah. They're like, all right, let's tie up those loose ends.
I mean, it didn't have rollback. It didn't have... It came out the week before the pandemic started and had terrible online. So...
But this... Yep, and now it's back. Rollback.
Right. It seems semi worth it, but I'm probably going to wait on the sale because I bought the OG one with the character, at least the first character pass and stuff. So,
we'll see. Yeah. See if there's an upgrade then.
There isn't.
It's just a lot of...
Because I have it on both Steam and PlayStation. Because I got it, like, the original one on, like, super sale on Steam. And... Yeah, this one has crossplay. This one has rollback. There is absolutely no upgrade path. So, it's like a proper sequel.
Yeah.
So
it's weird like that. Those get kind of confusing to me, like that and Undernight. Yeah. It's like, yes, they use the term sequel, but it's like this is also incredibly similar to the previous version of that game.
It's not like
it's more like it's basically an upgrade that has a little more riz to it. To the fact that they're like, well, I mean, this could be a sequel, sure.
See, none of us have played Undernight 2 because that comes out in like January, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see because
it's like this, they at least that, and Tekken.
The menus. They at least changed the menus with Undertale this time around, trying to charge you full price. So,
all right, and I mean, like I'm cool with it.
Sequel than a Tekken or a Street Fighter or a Marvel versus Capcom or
like, no, this is definitely some Street Fighter shit. This is just Street Fighter Arcade Edition.
Yeah, but those they at least let well, not in
the upgrade though. The four. Like, mm-hmm. I had Street Fighter 5, and when Arcade Edition came out, yeah, I had Street Fighter 5 Arcade Edition.
But not
and I bought one DLC pack, I think. And that was when I think that was after the Arcade Edition had been out for a while. I got like the cheapest one. I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah.
You know, I still kind of want to complete the roster of Street Fighter V because by the end of it, there were just so many.
Come on. There's no reason.
Are you actually going to play Street Fighter V?
That's a waste of time, money, and resources. In space. And it's like, that money's just going into the ether. It's not going to help them make us a better Monster Hunter.
Right. True.
Gotta get Sunbreak on Steam. That's a better...
I guess.
Yeah. There is a Steam sale going on right this minute.
Yeah, the Steam sale is kind of nuts.
It's a nice meaty sale. But I will say this about, like, those games. There's a lot of fighters coming out right now. Like all right then and there, and them charging full price is kind of hefty. Well, like, I'm in the
70 out the gate.
So. Yeah, that's still kind of hefty though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like in this season, it's like people want to kind of save more money and like buy some shit they know they're really going to be with. And like with anime fighters, it can go one of two ways. You're either going to get railed, or you know you're going to be really sweaty in it. And if you know you're not going to be really sweaty in it, might as well just wait for a sale or some shit, right? Yeah. Or until that DLC character 2B comes out that you want. And then you know, you go in there, you play it for your 6 days, and then that's just it, you know?
You know, they put
and Elfid for me, and a sale makes more sense for that. Huh?
They put Elfid in Strive, and...
Yeah, they put Elfid in Strive.
I am way more down. Like, I used to be like, I want to get the season pass, but like, lately, like, so many things. I'm just like, I'm going to get the specific thing I want. Like in Monster Hunter, I didn't get the layered weapon, like complete set for like every weapon. I'm like, no, I'm going to be playing Greatsword and Sword and Shield. So I'm going to get just the layered Greatswords and Sword and Shields. And like Guilty Gear, I'm not going to be playing Guilty Gear like that, but I wanted to play Elfid and Strive. And you know, I did arcade mode and I played my outfit and I have no need for that entire season pass, so yeah, that's even Grand Blue, I'd get the base version, like the $50 version, because they also have like a $80 version that has like the first entire season of DLC and all the color options and everything like that. I'm like, nah, you know, I'll get 2B. Mm-hmm.
real. But it's like, damn, what if they do pull out some more collab characters? And it's like, yeah.
It's totally
then you're just gonna buy the collab character. They're only like $7-$8 each, so it's like,
yeah,
just gonna buy a collab. Not ridiculous for a character, or is that about
that? Is right. Cheap,
is it? Yeah. Damn,
it really depends on the game, honestly.
Yeah,
and how they treat characters. If it's something like, let's say, Dragon Ball FighterZ, where there's mm-hmm. a fuck ton of characters, and I think they might be a little cheaper. Or, I mean, but no, that's also that's like
about
a,
the same price,
it's about like the same.
$8 for a Dragon Ball.
I don't think I'm. Well, I didn't buy any characters piecemeal.
Yeah,
I usually don't, because if I'm playing the game, I might as well just get the DLC pass. Yeah. That way I know I'm going to get the characters. Like Street Fighter, haven't fucking touched it. Like I have the season pass and I haven't played Rashid, have played Aki. I haven't even fought them. I don't know what they're like. Haven't touched that game again. I just haven't been in the fighting mood.
Season pass. Marie, I think, is out in beta on Steam. But Skullgirls is about to be done.
Until they announce the new one.
Oh, I'm so ready. Please. Full price Skullgirls. Like, yes. That is a game like anytime, any place. I'm down for some Skullgirls.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it. Speaking of fighting games, there was an announcement. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but they announced a real Hunter Hunter fighting game.
Isn't that going to be made by Aiding?
Yes. So
we're back. We're so fucking back.
They made Marvel vs. Capcom 3. was it Tatsuya?
Yeah.
Versus Capcom. They did Bloody Roar.
Yeah, they like look. Tatsunoko. They made some of the most degenerate fighting games.
Right, I'm like, okay, y'all are giving us combos, y'all are giving us systems, and y'all have worked in a team based fighting environment before. I'm like, we're here. They said a real fighting game too, so we're not getting that arena fighter bullshit. I'm sorry that JJK had to pay the fucking price. For Hunter to get what I didn't know that I wanted, because I mean I'm still the nature of Hunter Hunter in and of itself is it's somehow just as head ass as JJK. Like it could be more head ass, it could also not. Like they, you know, I can't say they're going back and forth because, you know, GG's competing with the past ultimately. But he saw the blueprint and thus made this. So it's like, all right, how technical are we going to get with this shit? Because some of those abilities are very fucking specific. You know, so I'm curious. I'm interested. I'm excited even, you know?
I'm curious. I'm curious. I don't know how that's actually going to go, but you know, I'm willing to see.
It's like, is it going to be a 2v2, a 3v3? Are they going to say fuck it and just do a 1v1?
Do the Skullgirl system? You can do 1, 2, or 3.
Oh. You know? Who knows?
I'm mad more like tag games haven't stolen that system of like you balancing your health bars with like essentially your range of tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, they kind of did that in Marvel vs. Capcom. Like, some of the characters have different health values.
Well, I mean, but like, in all fighting games, characters have different health values. Like, the bar will always be the same length, but the numbers in that bar will be drastically different between characters.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So, even if they were, like, I'm not sure if in Marvel, like, the bars were shorter or something, but, like, Skullgirls, your life bar, if you have one character, is the same length of the life bar if you have three characters. It's just the numbers are drastically lower when you have three characters.
Yeah, it's like it's a different color, too, right? Isn't it green when it's just one character?
I think it's green. It does, like, the green down to yellow down to red thing.
Right, because it will show you basically where you're at if you look at the health bar, like, the color of it. Because it's like, okay, if I know if I'm down to yellow, I'm closer to, like, if I'm at one character type shit.
Yeah.
That's how I thought about it, at least. Because, like, when you have... Because I remember you have three characters, it's, like, yellow or gold. Mm-hmm. When you have two characters, I can't remember what color that was. I usually don't use two characters. I usually do three or one. So I'm gonna fuck that, you know?
I do either two or three, but I can't think of, like, what color the health bars are. Yeah. So, you know, one step closer to Guilty Gear cross tag battle.
I let that dream die. Because ultimately, I don't want it anymore.
Some crossovers in Strive would be sick.
That's what I really want.
Some crossovers in Strive.
Who would you have crossover?
Fucking
Ichigo.
Yeah.
And that'd be fucking sick. That'd be fucking
sick. Or Dio. Just fuck it.
Just Ichigo desk mat in the back. The subconscious mind of.
Just fully awakened Sukuna.
Oh my god.
So he can fold his arms and then fold you with the other two?
Absolute piecing up. With, and it's not even like the corresponding arms. So it's like it's the top left, lower right, and then the top right, lower left, or.
Imagine getting a straight right.
Doing origami. That is
like. Yo, he's probably crazy with a Rubik's Cube.
All the mice.
Oh, man. But yeah. Oh, man. I'm excited to see more news about it. Everybody seems pretty excited that's seen these announcements. So, yeah. I'm here. It's fucking random because, like, the manga is, like, shelved. The anime is... What? Shelved. Interesting. But hey, why not? 2024, your dreams.
Your dreams.
You know, at least they're going to get Bleach Core 3. They dropped that new trailer.
Still ain't watched it.
It's super short. It's one of those, like, Viz, like...
Here, yeah, it was Jump Festa recently.
Yeah, so we got all those super short. Like, I think the Chainsaw Man movie teaser was longer than the Bleach teaser.
God, they're about to crank out another movie in, like, under 6 months. It's going to be fucking insane.
Right, and then from there, it's going probably into season two. Because they already said there's gonna be a season two.
That's assuming they get their bread back. But if that movie does what everyone thinks it'll do,
I think it would. I think it would actually do well in theaters too.
Oh, of course.
Probably over here. Like, I don't know.
No, the quality is there with Chainsaw Man. The thing is, people just weren't buying the Blu-ray. That's really what it boiled down to. Since the Blu-ray wasn't selling, it was, you know, it was like, oh, mm-hmm. Fuck. We're not making our money off of this.
Right, and also they also made it in the most expensive way possible.
Yeah.
Licensing, what, 13 songs?
Oh, yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The anime's good, though.
But oh, yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. It is definitely more popular over here. Mm-hmm. I would say, with, like, you know, with the way some of the storytelling is, the subject matter is kind of more Western centric.
I think it's still super popular. Yeah. Also, I think it's partially because it's not like necessarily Western centric, but more of like this is something that people want that actually broke out into like mainstream, so you had to put no effort in like actually finding something like this.
Only a certain amount of roads lead to Chainsaw Man,
right?
A degenerate road.
Yeah.
The road of having feelings. What the fuck. I am not prepared for Tuesday. Because last week's chapter is fucked.
I haven't read Chainsaw Man actually in a good minute. Now that I think about it.
Things are escalating.
Yeah, I read that today for like the first time.
Yeah, things are kind of fucked right now. Kind of fucked.
But chapters aren't crazy long for Chainsaw Man, right?
No.
No.
There was a point where they kind of were. Not even crazy long, but like longer than usual. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's back to being at that Chainsaw Man kind of pacing.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta get caught up.
Shit. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Just. That's all I have to say about that. That last chapter. Why are you laughing, Denji?
Because the boy's nuts.
He is going through it.
When is he not? Is that not his entire arc?
He's like Spider-Man. He was born to suffer.
Oh, God.
The creator's like, let me just put all the suffering on this, on this, on this lad, on this boy. Because why not?
That's fucked up.
It's
Yuji's no different.
I was like, that's Yuji, definitely.
Here's my whipping boy. I'm gonna make him suffer, and by him I mean y'all also. Yeah. I see that the JJK fandom is grown to understand that now by watching the season. We tried to warn y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't try to warn y'all about shit. I was here waiting for y'all to walk into that shit.
It's like the first season, it's not like it doesn't show you what it's about. Y'all just chose to ignore those flags.
Right.
Yeah. I was one of those people.
The anime was even better about it. about fucking with you about it. You know?
There was that first opening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Early on, yeah. What was it? Episode 2 had the opening for the first time? Or did episode 1 have the opening?
I don't remember.
But from the minute that happened, shit. Well, Gojo might have been holding the box. In episode 1.
He was holding a box of candies.
But yeah.
JJK is only here to hurt you.
God, both of them are just here to hurt you. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, where's the hope? Like, what the fuck? Yokotaro will hurt you, but he'll give you some hope.
You know, like, what? Yeah,
there's a lesson in all of this.
Right, but also, this is something I'll say about Chainsaw Man, is Chainsaw Man will have points where it's like, oh, yeah, we're just gonna just... Regular life sucks shit. And then it'll just be like, no, we're gonna get real dark, real nasty for, like, 10 chapters. Then you're just going to have to... And then you get to spend the rest of your downtime reading the consequences. Because, Chainsaw Man is Chainsaw Manning.
I need some more, like, positive media.
Yeah.
If you're reading manga...
We're going through, like, the seasonal depression era.
I would say read Akane Banashi. That's a good read. Okay. It's about
you could also Japanese read Undead Unluck. Storytelling.
No, that's kind of depressing, too.
I mean, sometimes.
It's not devoid of it, you know
It's the most fun, though. It's fun, though. Like, Undead Unluck is fun most of the time. Until, like, you know...
So they watch everybody die?
I'm just like I said,
until plot happens. You know, like, when the plot's not plotting...
I'm gonna be honest with you. Haikyuu's gonna hit some emotions in there that she didn't know he had. No. I've never teared up so much in my goddamn life.
You know,
reading or watching.
I'm not against that,
but it I'll be up there. I'm like, God damn it, that's my lad right there. You spike that fucking ball. Fucking spike it. All right. You get that reception. Look at that. That was a kill block. That was a kill block. You don't know what you're with. No, everyone knows what he went through because there's always somebody in the crowd explaining it. Oh, yes. This form of kill block. I remember when he couldn't do that until he came to practice with us.
He had the potential.
Oh, my God.
He just, But now...
It took Ushiwaka hitting him with a full force spike. We knew he could deflect it. He has the height for it and the talent. But he didn't want to push himself.
Yeah, but that's a lot better than don't attach to any characters because they can get ripped in half in the next 2 weeks.
That's true.
Gigi's listening.
That is fucking true.
Read a wholesome coming of age story where you know.
You know what? See, this is why I read really fluffy romance manga.
Peaks and valleys.
Right. Like the most fucked up shit I read a week. Not the random bullshit that I'll read, but like my weeklies is JJK and Chainsaw Man are the two that are like, I'm here to fuck with your life.
And you then know, I don't have any emotional attachment to Chainsaw Man anymore. I don't. I'm completely, I have a wall completely built up. In that next chapter, everybody could brutally die and I'd be like, huh.
Did it break you like that? Or
maybe. I think it's just the way. The way part two's been going, and because like part one fucking ended the series, let's be honest, it did. They're like, all right, we need some more money out you, my boy. Can you give us part two? I'm not mad, I'm not salty about anything, but it's just different at this point.
Yeah. I'm enjoying part two.
I mean, I'm enjoying it, but I like that emotional attachment is not there. I know what the series is, there's no point. Shit changes like this, and then it doesn't, and then it does. So, what's really going on?
Look, the one constant is that Denji's going to be in pain the entire time. That's the one constant.
Yeah. They can't hurt me any more than what they did with the Gun Devil.
Right. I don't...
And then what happened immediately after that? But then it kind of got like, nah, we walked it back a little.
They did not walk back shit.
I did.
Then, no, they, that's when you lost it. Lost it.
It got walked back after the whole bang on my birthday cake. It got walked back because she came back fucking later, only to die again or whatever. It's fine, but it's like devils don't fucking die. They just go back to hell until somebody kills them in hell. Then they come back here, and the cycle repeats itself.
But they also like kind of their memories get wiped. Like, power's not going to be power.
Okay. Who cares?
Chris, did I care. You read Chainsaw Man, or are they just...
I mean, I watched the anime to the point to where they started looking for the Gun Devil.
Yeah, so...
So he... I understood some of that.
No.
I mean, I understood keywords.
He knows too much.
Maki must listen.
It's going to be really weird when we have this drought of not even having a three. What's going on with Black Clover? Is that still going on?
A chapter came out today.
Yeah, it actually came back today. It's been going for 4 months.
That's why I...
Yeah.
4 months. It went to... It switched magazines. It's in Jump Giga now. But it still came out today with everything else. It was like 25 pages.
I don't know. I don't follow Black Clover or anything. I'm just trying to see, like, the state.
Like, fucking four color pages. They're like, yeah. Yeah, fuck. We back, baby.
Oh, we back.
I'm like, oh, we so back, baby. Yeah, that shit was piped up, too. And I'm like, yeah, that's about to end. I would give that a time frame count, but I don't know how those chapters are going to release. Are we going to get another one next month? Like, are you doing a 1 a month type of deal? 2 a month? I don't know. It's fine.
One Piece is going to end through like 3 years.
One Piece is getting another anime. Like, they're doing an anime adaptation of the anime adaptation.
Oh shit!
Like, me and Ashley were talking about this. It's going to be crazy because there's going to be another season of the live action coming, and we know it. This is going to be the anime that's going right now. The manga is still going to be going, of course. The anime adaptation is going to be coming. And it'll probably throw in another game or two, because why not?
Oh, yeah.
It's One Piece.
The games are going to happen.
They're going to happen.
Has there ever been a good game?
Yeah. Like, apparently Odyssey was pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. I don't read, watch, consume One Piece. I appreciate
it's a lifestyle at this point.
It is.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Y'all be taken to the high seas before it's over.
Yeah.
It gets everyone. you can be a staunch One Piece hater. It'll get you.
It'll get you.
Right. I am not like, I've accepted that it's going to happen. It's just when it happens, you know.
Just when it happens, you know.
I'll interact with the One Piece every once in a while.
Yeah, there's only two types of people when it comes to One Piece. People who love One Piece and people who don't love One Piece yet.
Fair.
Gamma no.
I don't know. I have not gotten back into One Piece. I know I'm on a good arc, but I'm just like, I just haven't gotten back to it.
What's the best way to consume One Piece if you're like at the beginning?
It depends on how can you read a lot of manga at one time, or are you better? Because basically, it's 1,000 chapters or 1,000 20-minute episodes. Pick your poison.
Oh, my gosh. I hear what you're saying.
There's 1,100 chapters, actually. I think today makes 1101 or 1102.
And you can't skip anything.
1102.
You can't skip any. There's no filler.
Well, in the anime, there's filler.
There's filler.
Honestly, I'd say read the manga. Because you could just go in, you can read at your own pace. It's always going to be there, and you just go through it. Now with the anime,
for the fights, you go on YouTube and watch the fights.
You can go on YouTube and watch the fights condensed, because ultimately One Piece is from the fucking like 90s. Like,
yeah, I remember watching it coming on Toonami. When I was a kid.
So it has a bunch of old school animation techniques that prolong the subject matter of episodes, which makes it a lot longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, I was dealing with that when watching Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah. And that's it done in a better, better, more concise way, you know? So it's fine. Mm-hmm. But that shit... 1,000 plus episodes of that, it could be a lot. But... You know, if you were kind of like watching in the background or something.
Yeah.
It's a good watch. Or sometimes, you know, that should get a hold of you and you don't care anymore. And you hit that One Piece like flow state and you're just going to be up there watching the fuck out of it. And that's when I say it's better than reading the manga once you hit the One Piece flow state.
Okay.
And then you can always skip the filler because they're pretty concise. It's like, oh... On the way to the next island, we get hit with some ship troubles, or we ran into this other pirate group, or here's some Marines. Like, all the fillers make sense outside of the, like, movie-specific fillers that lead into the movies that are coming out or came out.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. You gotta watch the movies, though.
I gotta watch the movies, too.
You gotta watch the films.
You gotta watch the films. There are One Piece, like, movies that kind of like catch the arc, and it just puts it in an hour plus kind of format for you to watch.
Yeah,
those are on Netflix, and you can take a look at that. I haven't watched those.
Is One Piece on Crunchyroll?
Yes.
It's on everything.
It's on everything. Oh, yeah, that's fair.
It's old. They want you to have it. They need you to be enlightened.
Like, I really want to be able to read Wano, but I know that...
No, Wano's over.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
But Wano ended recently. But that is...
I got a Wano volume.
I got a Wano volume around here somewhere. I am definitely not going to go...
This is... probably my only volume of One Piece.
I have two volumes of One Piece.
And this is for sure my only volume. I saw it in Barnes & Noble. I couldn't help myself.
I went to Free Comic Book Day at Oxford Comics and got a bunch of free comics and then felt bad, so bought some manga.
Well.
I mean, like... Free Comic Book Day served its purpose. I'm like...
That's true.
And you went and bought some other shit.
Hmm. Yeah. Instead of buying comics of the free comic, or like versions of the comics that you got for free, you bought manga instead.
I mean, from the comic book shop.
Yeah, that's true. You support your local comic book shop.
Yeah, instead of supporting that devil.
Right. Even though my One Piece Volume 100 that I had got before my One Piece Volume 1 came from Amazon.
Are you just going to collect every 100 iteration?
I mean, yeah, I doubt One Piece will make it to Volume 200, but if it makes it to Volume 200,
I'm buying a copy. That'd be insane.
With that many chapters, what volume is it on?
104? 104? Like,
yeah, under 110. If that's 103...
I'd say it's under 110, just because I know how goddamn long it takes for volumes to come out in North America. Well, volumes, period. Like, we don't...
Oh, like, volumes here? That was probably the most recent one when I bought it, and that was a couple months ago. So, we might not even have 104 yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as in Japan, I think they might be, like, close to 110. Then again, One Piece doesn't drop as many volumes as everything else, because we get, like, 5 a year of typical shit. So, I don't know. That's weird.
That's fair.
It was like when Naruto had to release a shit ton of volumes back to back. They're like, shit, we want to start airing Shippuden. It's like, but Naruto's like, the manga's in the Chunin exams. What are we going to do? We're going to just drop them. Fuck it. Back to back to back. It was like 4 a month. As like North American releases of volumes of Naruto.
Okay. Well, One Piece is on volume 107. 108 drops in March. And that's in Japan. I think.
So, yeah, I highly doubt One Piece is going to make it to 200, but.
It'll take another 20 years. Actually, it'll probably take even longer.
I'm waiting for the manga adaptation of the anime adaptation. Of that anime adaptation.
You know, that's going to happen.
The manga adaptation of the live action adaptation? That's going to be peak.
These are all going to be things our kids will consume.
True. One Piece will never die.
Well.
Alright. It's like legit when I went looking for game news, I couldn't find any good news. And it's
Chief, so. There's no good news. Oh, man.
I mean, it's what? Like all the good stuff they kind of got out. Like, the only good news that I'm seeing is like the Steam Winter Sales going on.
But yeah.
As far as like actual developing stuff, China just banned a bunch of shit. So considering how much of the industry Tencent and NetEase owns, like, we're going to be dealing with the repercussions of that all early next.
Basically, it's well, only if you're playing mobile games, because that's what it's really around. It's around gacha mechanics. Like, you can't have daily login.
But they just lost money, like, in, like, stocks and shares and shit. And that's going to have tangible ramifications on the businesses they own and those companies, mm-hmm. which is going to equate to a loss of jobs, ultimately.
Yeah.
And it sucks that, you know, a country trying to be more proactive in protecting its consumers is going to end up punishing the, like, the developers. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be that way, you know, but here we are.
Here we are.
And then, like, there were more studio closures. There were more layoffs. And, like, the later in the year we get, the worse it is. It's like, damn. You waited till Christmas break to lay people off? That's...
You gotta make sure you don't...
You know, 2 weeks that we take? What if it was longer?
Damn. What if it was forever?
Did we talk about this Insomniac leak last time? I mean...
I thought that's what the after Christmas break layoff was from Insomniac on the...
Not that but I don't know.
Maybe I interpreted that article wrong.
I didn't look at that article.
I think Insomniac was most likely having layoffs. They haven't announced that they're having layoffs, but in the papers they were saying, despite the success of Spider-Man, they're probably going to have to do layoffs. Because one of the things they were talking about in those papers was like, mm-hmm. they spent an extra $65 million on Spider-Man 2. And they're wondering if players are actually getting any value out of that $65 million they put in it. Because those budgets are huge and just not sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, I love Spider-Man 2. This is funny. It's not funny. But Knights of the Zodiac has a live action adaptation on Netflix, and apparently they spent about $65 million on it, and that shit made them only $7 million. It was awful. It was god awful. 1 out of 5 stars. It was terrible. So yeah, it's crazy how that same type of budget is used in both those instances, and mm-hmm. both are like, one's just not even acknowledged it was so bad type shit. And the other, as good as it was, didn't get that type of recognition that I guess they were looking for. Or I don't know what they're looking for, actually. Like,
yeah, player
retention?
Point,
like how the fuck do you retain players? Like, what the fuck?
Maybe having
like sales?
Game plus. But the part of the problem with Spider-Man is even though it's the same length as the Spider-Man's going to sell in perpetuity. People are going to be buying mm-hmm. Spider-Man. Like, people are still buying OG Spider-Man.
True.
Like, now. There are people who haven't played Miles Morales. Like, pretty much every PS5, the attach rate's nothing like Mario Kart crazy, but the attach rate for Miles Morales is actually, like, higher than you'd expect from a PlayStation game, period.
No, I mean, I would expect that because literally when Spider-Man, what, 2016, was it? Mm-hmm. 2018, 2016? 2016. When that came out, like, people were going out, like, all right, it's time to go buy a PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. And that was arguably towards the end of the PlayStation 4's life cycle.
Yeah.
And people are like, all right, it's time to do it.
About the half.
I don't think so. Looking at this article a little bit, like it was a leak of a slideshow from PlayStation. It doesn't look like it's Insomniac.
First off, Insomniac was legitimately hacked and held hostage for that data.
Yeah,
so all this is shit that we shouldn't know.
First and foremost. A bunch of ransomware. Like, it's not the same situation as Microsoft failing to encrypt their shit. It's like, this is a ransomware attack, and the first rule of ransomware attacks is you'd never pay the ransom.
Yeah.
So.
Well, apparently, it's like a whole PlayStation company-wide that they're just making layoffs to save money for going into the next year. I mean, it's not Insomniac-specific. It's just a whole company-wide thing.
It's more than just, it's the whole industry-wide thing. Like,
well, yeah, but I'm just saying this specific instance where I brought up was just, I guess the malware Sony was from, so it's a Sony-wide thing. So even though Spider-Man 2 had the resounding, like, success, they're still getting pressure from Sony just to say, hey, we need you to cut costs. But that's just the top dog doing what top dogs do.
Right, but also, those budgets are insane.
Well, that's true.
And they're not even sure they're actually getting return on investment. Like,
well, with Spider-Man, they're going to get return on investment.
No. I don't mean return on investment as in, like, sales. I mean, like, is the value, is that extra $65 million that they put into Spider-Man actually something that the players can see?
Yes.
And the consensus, well, from their side, the consensus is no.
Felt it. Yeah, I was playing, I was like, man, I know this shit is expensive.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Final Fantasy, both games this year that, like...
Does Spider-Man Spider-Man 2 feel $65 million better than Spider-Man 2018?
So, like, on top of 2018's budget, add $65 million more dollars.
$65 million more.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
I kind of
like that's the thing about it. It's like I would believe that Insomniac can get much of the same result for not adding $65 million to that game.
Maybe it takes longer.
I don't, unless. Like you said, unless the game takes longer, like...
Yeah. Well, it depends on...
Years longer.
Yeah.
Like Bethesda years longer type shit.
But not Bethesda quality.
No, it'll be better.
Yeah,
I don't fully believe that. I don't fully believe that, because I think they got a really good set of tools and at least some half-decent management. So if they were, you know... specific on what they're adding to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they would need to spend as much. But that's just me. I don't know.
But we don't know where the money is going specifically.
Exactly.
Like perhaps if I saw a pie chart of like where each fucking cent went and where that translated, like is this going directly into like being able to build this asset? Is this going for us, like, bringing in this type of team to oversee this process of the game? Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I can't just say definitively that not having the 65 mil would equate to either a lesser product or a better product over, or, like, a decent product over time.
Yeah.
It's too broad to, like, just say for sure.
Yeah.
But I do know that playing it, I felt... Like, people can say Spider-Man 2 is just, yes, it's more Spider-Man, but with the way it was handled, it was like, this is also the elevated version of Spider-Man and Miles Morales. Like, you see they took certain things. They really utilized the power of the PS5. Like, a lot of shit that was in that game could not have been in 2018. Could not have been in Miles Morales. Just straight up.
Yeah.
And Miles Morales could have done more if it weren't cross-gen. Like, Miles Morales is held back by the fact that it was a PS4 and a PS5 game. The same thing with God of War Ragnarok. Like, God of War Ragnarok didn't do anything crazy with the SSD because God of War Ragnarok...
Damn, that would have been so fucking cool, too.
Yeah, God of War Ragnarok had to take into account... Like, you still had to walk through the hallway... And they still put dialogue in the hallway to fast travel when they wouldn't have needed to do that if it weren't on PS4.
Yeah. Oh man, that fast travel in Spider-Man. Just all right. Time to switch, and you just in the wingsuit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, that's just this shit. Mm. But yeah, that whole situation, like in regards to the leak, the ransomware and shit, like that was a fucked up situation, dog. They're up there leaking personal information and shit of like employees. Like I understand if you have it against a corporation or whatever, you want to extort them for money. I'm not justifying it, but that's one thing. But then also just straight up dropping people's personal information like that, in my opinion, is completely unrelated, and that's some grimy shit.
It is grimy shit. Well, hackers are fucking grimy. They're not like
good people. I do not fuck with hackers. Hackers, scammers, extorters, thieves. Unless you're stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, but how many people actually fucking do that, right?
Nah, yeah. Gotta get that luxury first. Gotta.
Robin Hood doesn't exist.
Yeah, just Robin in the hood, you know?
Damn. That was good.
All right. Well, did anybody play anything this week of note?
Cracked out on fucking Yu-Gi-Oh again.
I was about to say I re-downloaded it, but I updated it, better yet. And I was about to play it last night, but I'm still a little too dazed to deal with those systems. And, you know, I was like, maybe they won't kick me anymore. And, like, they kicked me in the middle of, like, checking my notifications. I was like, well, fuck. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. I don't know why it doesn't like you. Like, do you have to uninstall it and reinstall it?
Maybe I should. I never actually did. Maybe I should.
I think you might got a bad install because I don't get kicked anymore. It's been a good hot minute. I play a lot.
I'll give it a try.
It's fun. It's a good time. I mean, it's just consistent Yu-Gi-Oh, which is nice. There's nothing more to say about it. The events have just ended, so... Which was kind of cool.
The event ended?
There was like, apparently it was a short event. I don't know. I don't like read up on the, it gives you like all the news as you turn on the game. Yeah. And I just immediately skip it.
Yeah, it gave me too much. I was like, man, I've been going for a while.
Like, so. I was like, I don't care. But yeah, like it was like a 30 second, each turn was 30 seconds. So I wasn't waiting for anybody and I was whooping ass. Mm. So, good time.
Can you? So right now I can have like up to 24 decks. Can you get more than 24?
Yeah, as you like do like your dailies, you can unlock more decks. Like they just give it to you as a reward for doing like dailies, and that's just like summoning summoning three monsters or playing a trap card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I've never had to buy any deck. I mean, you don't get enough money to buy decks. I haven't run out of the like decks, but I don't spend money on the game, so I haven't made a bunch of them. I think I only have like five.
I've also had like decks that I got from
those are cool. Like the ones you keep from events.
Yeah, like from events or ones I got from doing the single player shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start down that pathway, kind of, sort of.
That's what I need to do. I need to play more single player.
Yeah, you can get a bunch of cards like that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, and gems.
Mm-hmm. I think I get a trophy for doing them all, too.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I haven't played a lot of games. I've been sick and just really didn't. I did watch a lot of movies. And TV over this break, and nice. Rebel Moon is awful. Just putting that out there. The shit sucks. And the story is bad. The characters are flat. The action is meddling. The choreography is buns. The slow-mo is just painful after a while. After about the third time of it, it's just painful.
That sucks.
Yeah, so like, if your action movie is missing out on the action and the story's bad, then what is it?
A Zack Snyder film.
2 hours and 13 minutes of you being bored?
No, thank you.
Do that information if y'all, what y'all will, you know, feel free to watch it or don't.
You know, you could watch the Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League and maybe have a marginally better time, and that's saying a lot.
Marginally.
It's also a lot longer, too.
Right, look,
isn't it like 4 hours long?
Yes, if you're going to watch a Snyder movie, just watch Sucker Punch. That's like, if you're going to pick one, just watch Sucker Punch.
I can't do that shit. 4 hour long movies is ridiculous. That is half a work.
Lord of the Rings wasn't even 4 hours.
Well, they're doing the extended cut now, and each one's 4 hours.
No, I have the extended cut. The original extended cut only made it 3.5.
That's still ridiculous.
Which one?
Well, Return of the King was the one that really broke, like, 3 hours consistently with the extended cut.
Yeah, that one was long. Two Towers was my favorite, though.
My favorite is Return of the King.
Twin Towers.
Two Towers, right?
Yeah, it's Two Towers.
Yeah.
Chris got where I was going with that.
Oh, no, I understood you.
I got you.
No, I see what you're cooking.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you all my movie reviews. Talking
about rewatching 300. That's always a solid option.
300? Yes. That movie is good.
It's like I like Gladiator. It's a good, like, turn your brain off movie. Just watch.
Yeah, like
the shit out of each other. Gladiator is so great.
300 is so great.
They're both great.
I was about to ask, did Gladiator have a UMD video on PSP? But that's not even how I watched 300 on PSP. So.
Gladiator, when did Gladiator came out in like the 90s?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The amount of shit that was on PSP UMD was like...
That is true.
The one that I've never seen in person would be like the albums, like the music albums, because you really had to be.
They put albums on it? That's cool.
That's crazy. You could just get the MP3.
Yes.
Right. I would just. Yeah.
That's kind of insane. Let me use my disk space for some shit I could have just downloaded.
But this is back in the day where it would play off the disk. So it's not taking up like actual.
Yeah.
Memory card space, whereas downloading the MP3 would.
Oh, yeah, true. That was something you would have to juggle.
That's true. And SD cards were
but
not
what if you wanted to play the game and listen to the music at the same time, though?
Sucks wasn't it micro SD?
No, it was Sony Pro Duo. Some. It was not an SD card in any...
In the PSP?
Yes. I am 100% sure it was not an SD card.
It was not an SD card. It was a proprietary Sony bullshit. That's why they
also did it for Vita. I thought that was the Vita.
They did it for both. That's why they did it for the Vita like that.
Because it worked on the PSP because people would buy more because they were cheaper. Yeah. And people would have two PSPs. They'd have one for emulation and one for like release games. Because if you bought like a new game on UMD and you had a hacked PSP, if the firmware was too new for your hack, the UMD would update your PSP and unhack it. So
I went through that problem a lot. I just didn't play new games. I just did not play new games.
I didn't hack my PSP until my UMD drive broke. So I was playing like relatively new stuff like throughout the PSP life cycle. It's just,
I mean, you could like play the new games after like the jailbreak got updated. And then you just update your jailbreak and then you could play those games.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd update mine over Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because the 3000, at first it was really hard to hack the 3000.
Yeah.
So
you had to get like a little special battery for it, right?
No, that was a 1 in 2,000. The Pandora battery.
Oh, you're right.
Work in the 3,000.
I had a 2,000.
Yeah, the PSP
I just is go to, an
interesting piece of technology.
I used to go to school with that Pandora battery and be like, yo, you want me to hack your PSP?
Yo, WPSP real quick.
I'll do it. $20. You can play whatever game you want.
You can play whatever. You can watch whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll even install a camera on it for you so you can record.
I just want to hold one of them shits in my hand. I don't know. It's just something about it. It feels good.
Yeah,
almost like a phone, but like better because it's a little heftier.
Yeah.
My phone is considerably heavier than like.
Oh, is it?
PSP. Yeah, the PSP.
I haven't picked one of them shits up in a while. You know.
I missed the PS. It was a solid handheld. I wish Sony gave a damn.
I got NBA.
You can get you a PlayStation Portal.
That ain't the same fucking thing. Everybody knows it's not the same thing.
It is if you're playing at your house or at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, or, you know, if you're out of town. Thugging with your
I'm going to play at a hotel. Someone's going to hack my portal, hack my PS5, and just steal my shit.
And, I mean, personally, I would connect to the hotspot on my phone.
That's fair.
These are light because only this one has a UMD in it, the 2000 that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But neither of them have batteries, so that's probably
considered.
You should just strap two of them shits together and make you a P. Oh, that's not exactly how I imagined it.
You're like a DS it.
Yeah. PSDS. Yeah. Where's that, Sony? Where's that? That's what the streets want right there. Goddamn PSP ice cream fucking sandwich, baby. A foldable. Let's go.
I just want a fucking system that natively plays on it.
That's portable? It's called a Steam Deck.
Well, yeah.
Or a Switch.
I get it.
Or a ROG
out. I'm talking about a PlayStation 1.
Oh, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not a strictly remote play device.
And the portal's doing well, which I didn't expect, and so that means
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't even it doesn't stream the game better than like the backbone. That's cheaper. I think the backbone does a better job of playing the game.
The problem is it has a worse screen and it doesn't have haptics and the buttons are smaller.
That's a lot of problems.
For the backbone?
For something to do.
Yeah, but like I see.
You're sacrificing to save that like $100.
Yeah, I see. I ultimately.
But also, a better gaming experience?
I've come around. I see the vision with the portal. Like, it's still ugly as fuck.
It is.
So that's always going to be a thing for me. But I see why somebody would get it. You know, it makes sense. Like, let's say. Your console, your primary console is also hooked up to the TV type shit.
Yeah. I get cool. It.
I can use my portal, you know? If you're a remote play person, it makes sense. But I don't use remote play.
I wanted to get one, and then I saw reviews where it was like, it's not the greatest gaming experience, and I was like, I don't want to get one.
Yeah. I still recommend people get a backbone. I'm like, it's cheaper. If remote play is what you want to do, dabble in, better yet. If remote play is what you want to dabble in, just get a backbone.
You don't even need a backbone.
You don't.
You can just hook up a controller to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, what am I doing?
Backbone's just a little more convenient.
I'm holding my phone in my lap, and I'm just like controllering. Am I propping it up on my laptop like this? You know,
get one of those cheap plastic things.
iPad.
Oh.
Do it on the iPad stand.
Oh yeah, if you got an iPad. But that's if you have an iPad.
That's true. That one's spending so much money just to get an iPad. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Remote play is just available on so many different things that you got to be kind of deep to
not be able to do it.
Well, you're you got to not have a PS5 to not be able to do it. So that's not hard.
well, yeah.
Even though the PS5's outselling the Xbox Series X, on a recent episode of Table Cheese, I was like, yeah, it's probably 2-1. Turns out it's 3-1. So,
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
I can see that.
Yeah.
We got Spider-Man.
I don't even think it's the games. Xbox is not even like, I mean, yes, it's the games. Plus, Xbox is not even trying to sell Xbox.
Yeah, they don't even like. Everybody who wanted an Xbox already got one.
Yeah.
And now it's like Xbox trying to convince people, like, yeah, you sure you don't want one? And they're not really doing that.
They're not even like trying to convince anyone.
Check out our platform type shit.
Hey, we like Game Pass. You don't even have to get a console to get it. Just get a Samsung TV.
Right? It's about the same requirements to stream Xbox games as it is to remote play a PlayStation.
Yeah. I mean, they put so much money into making it an experience that it, like, so it works, but they took away, like, trying to actually sell a console itself. Plus, they don't have no damn games.
Yeah, but they also don't have, like, they don't have any, like, major, like, blockbuster games.
Yeah, that's just, exactly.
Yeah.
That's there is no Spider-Man. Their one blockbuster game was, I mean, you have to be a very specific Bethesda fanboy to want to play that game. I am not.
None of us are. None of us ever were.
The fact that game is just like, it came out and it just went out into the ether. I don't even have to talk shit about it anymore because the game doesn't present itself for it to be in opposition to me by existing.
Yeah. You don't have to talk shit. It talks shit about itself. Xbox best game that came out this year is Hi-Fi Rush.
If I had four arms, some would be folded and the others would be doing this. No, this is when I would hit my X pose.
That's crazy.
Yes, I've won.
Even with four arms, still there's that one part of your back you just can't scratch.
Yes, I won.
It's probably even harder to reach your back with like. Imagine having four armpits. Oh my god,
that's a lot of deodorant.
That's a lot of deodorant. At that point, you're probably just like, "Fuck it."
That's true. You got four arms. Who's gonna say something?
Right. Yeah. Who's gonna get that close to you? You know,
what's that smell? And then you're just dead.
Yeah. You're just gonna go out there enjoying Mortal Kombat.
No, the whole thing is that Goro doesn't have shit on the. Like Goro's child's play in comparison to what we're talking about. Goro will piece you up with all four arms. That is something that we never have to do. Two of our arms are just for making the ass whooping more disrespectful.
You got two arms beating the dog water out of you. The other two arms are on their fucking Steam Deck. Just.
Bro, I'd be so mad.
You're holding two different phones and texting two different people at the same time.
You're on one trying to find out what to eat on Uber Eats. Does it take anybody else an hour to go through Uber Eats and finally decide what to eat?
Consistently. It's too many choices. Yeah.
I'd say about an hour and a half for me because I'm like, I'm always doing
the... driving in a direction, whatever looks good when I make it to the next pocket of...
existence. Yeah.
I'd rather deal with that, honestly. Because I have to do this complex algorithm in my brain because I look, I'm like, all right, this is going to cost me this much. I can get this item, this item, this item. It's going to take this long, roughly, to get to me. But do I really? And then I just go through the same, like...
It's got to be worth it, because it can't be too close that you like look at it and you're like, damn, I am literally wasting $30 when I could have just take 10 minutes out of my life to go get this myself?
I usually don't have that option. If I do, then I can talk myself into it. Or if there's some food here, I can talk myself into it. But sometimes I don't, like today. It's either that or soup.
I think the night soup shift thing on my computer just turned on, like, because I looked away and I looked back, and the colors are definitely not the same. So this video episode is going to be, you're going to see the... It's going to be harder changed on your eyes earlier in the video and more easy on your eyes.
The night shift.
I'm on my night job. All right. Well, does anybody have one more thing before we go off into full Christmas mode? I.e., I'm going to help Jalen run this raid series in 14.
And I'll do that a little bit later, though. I'm going to eat and drink some more. I'm hungry again.
Chris, I think I'm actually going
to
go out
to hit up Fortnite and see if you can get on Festival, because I know you could be enjoying Fortnite Festival with me right now.
How do I hit up Fortnite?
It just text Fortnite.
Hey, yo, Fortnite. We still got beef for no reason.
Fortnite, what's good, my G?
I really want to play that rocket racing.
Did you get banned? Is that what happened? Did they send you a lump of coal for being toxic?
I could play it on my computer. I just can't play it on my PlayStation for some reason. Because I'm not banned from Why am I not banned from Rocket League?
That's the thing. Like, it looked like I was soft banned in Fall Guys, but I wasn't any kind of banned in anything else.
How to contact Epic support.
All right. Well, remember, you can follow us all collectively around the internet. Until next time, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. Follow me on Instagram at Anton6, two X's, which is also apparently not allowed in Grand Blue Fantasy versus Rising. Chris?
Oh, yeah. Hop in our Discord. Go to cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. We got our social media, our Discord. You know, let's just keep this interaction going.
Madrid.
X_Smith on Instagram.
Jalen. Quid Bishop around the internet.
All right, this has been a No It's Good production. The video version is on hiatus. The audio version is edited by Kumasanti. Until next time, keep it cheesy.